AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Dangerous is how Apple CEO Tim Cook describes it. The new law in Indiana that critics fear will let merchants refuse to serve gays and lesbians. It forbids state laws that burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. Governor Mike Pence signed the bill into law and is defending it.
Here Indiana steps forward to protect the constitutional rights and privileges of freedom of religion for people of faith and families of faith in our state. And this avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
He's talking in part about a social media campaign to boycott Indiana. He was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. We don't know yet why this happened, but a church van carrying 18 people ran a stop sign in Florida, crossed a highway, and landed in a canal east of Lake Okeechobee. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Greg Bueno says 8 people were killed.
It's extremely traumatic. Our hearts go out to the families and relatives involved and of course, to the deceased.
It happened just after midnight. The families of the 150 people killed on board a German passenger jet in France are meeting there with airline officials today. A French official says none of the bodies recovered so far has been identified, and he's denying media reports that the body of the co-pilot has been found. The co-pilot is said to have intentionally flown the airplane into a mountain. As negotiations over Iran's nuclear program enter a critical phase, Iran's Revolutionary Guard is separately charging that a U.S. drone strike has killed two of Iran's advisors in Iraq. The U.S. says it struck only militants. This is AP Radio News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The big top movie was the animated film Home. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Is he going to explode?
No, he's just purring.
Home is where the ticket sales are. The DreamWorks alien adventure Home proved that over the weekend with a debut of $54 million. That was more than enough to beat out Get Hard, a movie that pairs up the two most bankable comedy stars going these days, Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell. It took in $34.3 million. The success of those two films bumps last week's top movie, Insurgent, down 2 pegs. The sequel to the Divergent series took in $22.1 million. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
All right, mark your calendars for next Saturday. Next Saturday, the NCAA Final Four will be Duke against Michigan State, and then Kentucky will take on Wisconsin. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.